96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Sawyer County Highway Department is advising motorists about an upcoming road construction project beginning July 6th. Highway crews and contractors will begin roadway improvements on County Highway F from State Highway 48 to Little Sisabagma Road and on County Highway DD from County Highway F to the Washburn County line. The department says both roads will be closed to through traffic during construction but will remain open to local traffic only. Drivers should expect delays, loose gravel, construction equipment, flagging operations, and changing traffic conditions throughout the project area. The project includes pulverizing the existing pavement, base improvements, and asphalt paving to improve roadway safety and ride quality. The Hayward Muskie Festival has announced the two candidates competing for this year's Muskie Queen title. Annie, an incoming senior at Hayward High School, is involved in girls' varsity soccer, National Honor Society, Spanish Club, Junior Class Board, and Character Education Club. She also volunteers with the Hayward Food Shelf, Salvation Army, and Lumberjack World Championships. After graduation, she plans to study marine biology at UW-Whitewater. Abby, an incoming junior at Hayward High School, is involved in Hayward and Club Volleyball, Banner Choir, National Honor Society, and Character Ed. She is also active in community service through Reading Buddies, the Shamrock Shuffle, and volleyball fundraising events. Abby plans to attend college and pursue a career in the medical field. The Muskie Queen program recognizes young women who demonstrate leadership, character, volunteerism, and a commitment to their community. Participants also compete for scholarships to support their education after high school. The Muskie Queen Scholarship Program crowning ceremony will be held Friday, June 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Park Center. Popular Midwest comedian Charlie Behrens visited Chippewa Falls last weekend for a community event focused on data centers. James Kelly has more.
Behrens has attended similar events throughout Wisconsin recently as communities see more data center projects proposed in their areas. At High Country at the Eau Claire Event District on Saturday, he urged Wisconsinites to understand just how important properly regulating data centers is.
We are being mined for our data, you know, and that we got to understand that and fight for protections for that, because without that, we're just a product. You know, it's not America's dairyland, it's America's data land, and we're the cows.
Behrens also highlighted a significant difference between the data centers that have existed for years and these new data centers focused on artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between sort of a hyperscale data center and just a normal data center that we've had forever. They're very different. One is they use different hardware, GPUs, which take more energy and more power, and of course these are hyperscale, which means they're massive. So, you know, that trope that the tech industry will throw out, like if you use email, if you take pictures on your phone, you're using a data center and you're a hypocrite to say you don't want them in your backyard. That's not true.
The event was organized by a number of local nonprofit organizations, including Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin, Great Lakes Neighbors United, Chippewa Valley Indivisible, and the Wisconsin Farmers Union. It also featured various speakers covering topics from water and energy use to the financial impact of data centers, as well as performances by local musicians from Them Cooley Boys and Madeline Bailey. Behrens also hosted a neighborhood summit on data centers in Knapp on Sunday. I'm James Kelly.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is accepting applications for a new round of funding to expand electric vehicle charging stations along heavily traveled highways across the state. The funding comes through the federal National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program created under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. So far, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has awarded about $37 million for 78 charging station projects across Wisconsin. 21 of those sites are already operational. Officials say the next phase of the program will focus on expanding charging access along additional U.S. and state highway corridors beyond the existing interstate network. Applications for the latest round of funding are due July 24th, and award announcements are expected later this fall. More information and application details are available on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Law of the Month for June focuses focuses on safe turning and reminding drivers that even routine turns can lead to serious crashes if they're not paying attention. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, nearly 3,000 crashes each year involve a driver making an improper turn. The agency says left turns are especially risky, with Wisconsin drivers involved in roughly twice as many crashes while turning left compared to turning right. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says drivers should stay alert, signal their intentions, and watch for pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorcycles at intersections. Officials recommend planning ahead by moving into the correct lane well before a turn, checking mirrors and blind spots, and slowing to a safe speed before entering an intersection. They also remind drivers not to make last-second lane changes while turning and to stay in their designated lane throughout the entire turn. More information on the June Law of the Month is available on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman. One person is recovering after a shooting at the Oneida Casino and Hotel early Saturday morning. Authorities say the victim was shot in the back and suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Casino security identified the suspect's vehicle, which was later stopped by Brown County Sheriff's deputies on Highway 172. The male suspect was taken into custody and could face charges, including attempted first-degree intentional homicide. Officials say the suspect is a family member of the victim. One person was killed and three others injured in a two-vehicle crash in Fond du Lac County's town of Auburn Sunday morning. Sheriff's deputies say a passenger in one of the vehicles called 911 just before 8 a.m. to report the crash. The preliminary investigation found that a 21-year-old Campbellsport man failed to yield at an intersection, crashing into a car going through the crossing. The driver of that car, a 68-year-old Kewaskum woman, died after being taken to the hospital. Deputies arrested the 21-year-old driver on suspicion of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle. He was booked into the Fond du Lac County Jail. Two passengers were also injured in the crash. Wisconsin is bringing back a way to reduce prison sentences, and Governor Tony Evers has picked 8 members for a review board. The group brings experience from law enforcement, the courts, and victim services, along with someone who was formerly incarcerated. Commutations are different than pardons and can cut time off a sentence for people still in prison, with limits on serious crimes. The governor says it rewards rehabilitation, while critics in the legislature have pushed for tougher approaches. A Western Wisconsin woman is the new Miss Wisconsin. Jordan Butler was crowned in New Berlin over the weekend. The 27-year-old from Onalaska took first place among 31 contestants at the pageant. She now heads to Florida to compete in the Miss America pageant this fall. A federal judge has ordered ICE to free a Wisconsin mosque leader, citing First Amendment rights. The judge ordered immigration officials last week to release Saleh Sarsour, the president of Wisconsin's largest mosque, from detention. Sarsour was taken into custody at the end of March. The government says he was a foreign policy threat. Sarsour claims he was being targeted for speaking out in favor of Palestinian rights. He was released from the Indiana County Jail, where he was being held, a few hours after the ruling, and allowed to return to his Milwaukee home. A police chief is facing charges after a crash Friday night in Monroe. Authorities say Darlington Police Chief Savon Conway's vehicle left the roadway, struck a retaining wall, and was driven away despite sustaining heavy damage. Conway was injured in the crash and later arrested for first offense OWI. Additional citations include hit and run, failure to notify law enforcement of an accident, inattentive driving, and improper lane deviation. Conway is expected to appear in court at a later date, and Monroe police are leading the investigation. A Kenosha couple is asking the state Supreme Court to hear their Brewers 50-50 prize dispute, calling it a matter of statewide importance. The couple held the winning ticket worth $13,000 from a game in 2023. Officials say they did not meet the time requirements to claim their prize according to the rules, and they selected a new winning ticket. The couple sued, but circuit and appeals courts have sided with the Brewers. If the Supreme Court votes to take the case, a months-long review process will begin. We had the longest day of the year to celebrate Dad yesterday. Father's Day fell exactly on the summer solstice this year, something that only happens once every 5 or 6 years, making it a double special occasion. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
From worst to first.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Racing, 24-year-old Christian Lundgaard from Denmark went from last place after the first lap to taking the checkered flag at Road America in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, winning the IndyCar Grand Prix race.
Christian, at the end of lap one, did you think you'd be standing here today?
I knew we had a chance. I knew how this race panned out last year, and to turn this around, I got to thank the team for that.
It's Lundgaard's third career win, his second this year. Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds. The crew remains in first place after beating the Braves Sunday 9-4 in Atlanta. Lefty Robert Gasser getting his first win in 2 years after going through Tommy John surgery.
In today's game doesn't mean you pitch great or you didn't, but for Gas to give us six the way he did and get stronger as the game went on, you know, we challenged him after the first and second inning. We challenged him, and he took it well, and he did a good job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 73 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a late day shower or thunder shower. And a high tomorrow right around 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.